This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. In a startling review this past April, the New York Times music critic was reduced to using Twitter shorthand to describe the crowd-pleasing performance of a young American tenor. The critic wrote, "Michael Fabiano, OMG." In other words, Michael Fabiano, oh my God. That's representative of Michael's reviews for the past few seasons. And this summer, he's at the Santa Fe Opera, singing Alfredo in Verdi's La Traviata. And Michael Fabiano is with us outside this morning on the opera's patio. Michael, good morning.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you with us.
Thanks. And
congratulations. This has been quite a heady time for you in the last year or two.
It's been a fun period. You know, it's exciting. Exciting to see things come to fruition that I dreamed of 6-7 years ago, and now there's a pattern to some of it. And, you know, the pattern's not always an upward trajectory. Sometimes there's a valley. There's peaks and valleys in this career. But it's nice when the peaks happen. And as you just read, that was a really wonderful moment. I'm really grateful for it.
It must have felt wonderful to read that.
It was really exciting.
You have an important history with this opera and this role. You made your professional debut.
Exactly. I sang this opera for the first time in the summer of 2007 in Klagenfurt, Austria, in a small opera company, but it was a wonderful experience. I got to do a ton of performances and really learn my craft and work with colleagues that it had been working for 10, 20 years. So then I've been able to take steps since then to move forward and move into a full-time career. Then I was still a student at the Academy of Vocal Arts in Philly. And now, obviously, I'm a graduate several years past and having a great time.
Tell me about Alfredo. This is a young man who doesn't always behave very well, but it's hard not to like him.
No, I don't agree with that. I think Alfredo is a very caring, genuine man. And I think that he's beset by some extreme jealousy because he's an emotional person. Even in the book, it's similar. We see this man that is genuinely concerned about the welfare of this woman, Violetta. He says, "For a year I've been watching you, I've been lusting after you, wanting to help you. I want you to help yourself." And finally, she gives in at some point, and, you know, they're together. And the moment comes when she leaves unexpectedly. She says she has to go for his own welfare. And that causes him that one moment of unnecessary rage and anger and jealousy, to the point that he becomes a really disgusting man and realizes that he's terrible 1 minute after he commits a terrible atrocity in front of people and apologizes, asks for forgiveness immediately. But he's a good man. He just is young. He's impulsive. He's emotional. He's subjected to being high and low all the time.
There are a lot of wonderful moments in La Traviata. Do you have a particular favorite, moment that you look forward to?
Absolutely, the gambling scene when I actually basically tell her that I'm going to pay her like I'm going to pay, you know, every other whore. It's a really crude moment, but it's very big. For me, it's one of those moments that Verdi gives an indication to the future of what his bigger operas became, because the music is wider, it's louder. It's a very exciting point. Also, the end of the opera is breathtaking and how it's layered, especially when Violetta tells me to take her image in her hand, prendi questa l'immagine. You hear the brass going bump, ba-ba-bump, ba-ba-bump, kind of intimating that there's a heartbeat thumping. That's Verdi. That's Verdi using music as a way to intimate humanity. So there's a lot of textures in this piece that are really incredible.
Where to next?
Paris. I'm going to do Lucia in Paris right after this.
How exciting.
The Bastille. And I get there on August 24th. The day after I'm done here, I fly directly. So
from Santa Fe to Paris.
Yeah, right.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate being here.
Tenor Michael Fabiano sings Alfredo in Verdi's La Traviata. The production opens tomorrow night at the Santa Fe Opera and continues through August 22nd. For tickets and a season schedule, go to santafeopera.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith. Thanks to Tristan Klum for engineering.